starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Huh?
You're just in time. Here, get in.
Nah, I don't feel like playing.
What's the matter? You sick or something?
Nah, got a problem.
Yeah?
No kidding. What kind? What'd you do, get in trouble or something?
Nah, nothing like that. It's just Dad's got transferred again.
Transferred? Well, where to? You've only been here a couple of months.
Back to Chicago.
Oh, gosh. For keeps?
Guess so. I don't want to go back there. I want to stay here with you guys.
Well, how'd it happen, Jimmy?
It's always like this. Moving somewhere else. This time I thought maybe. I sure hoped.
Gosh, I wish you could stay here with us.
Yeah. That's not the worst. Can't take Snuff. What's Snuff gonna do? I'm the only one who ever fed him or gave him a bath. Snuff needs me.
Why can't you take him with you?
Dad says the city's no place for a dog.
Oh, gosh, lots of kids in the cities have dogs.
That's what I say. We're gonna live in an apartment. He's afraid Snuff will bark and disturb people. He don't hardly bark at all. You wouldn't bother anybody, would you? Who'll take care of him? Where'll he go? Nobody wants a dog without a pedigree.
Gosh, Jim, I'd take him, but my pop doesn't even want Pokey.
He could stay with Lassie and me. I don't think Mom would mind. I know she wouldn't. I'd have to ask her, but she'll understand. So don't you worry about Snuff. He can stay with us.
You mean that? That's a promise? A solemn promise?
Sure, a solemn promise.
Gosh, that's great. I sure was worried about him.
Don't you worry about him anymore. He'll be okay with us.
Well, I better be getting home. Just thought I'd come over and tell you.
Okay. When do you have to leave?
Next week. Well, see you later.
Yeah.
Snuff, but I got him. He knows something's wrong.
Lassie, too. Dogs are smart.
Now, you be a good dog. Do like Jeff says. Understand?
Sam, it's bad enough taking him away from here. Away from the only friends he's been able to make in a long time, but leaving Snuff is breaking his heart. Couldn't we...
Well, I don't like it any better than you do, but we can't take him. You know that.
I suppose so.
Well, let's go.
Jimmy, please come. We're getting on now.
Yes, sir. Oh, Snuff. Gotta go now. You won't forget your promise.
Solemn word.
Okay.
And Lassie will watch after him, too. Won't you, girl?
Bye, Snuff. You better hold him till I'm gone.
Okay. So long, Jimmy. Don't worry about him.
Oh, they can't seem to understand.
He knows Jimmy's gone, all right.
He get over it.
I don't know about that, Gramps.
Ain't the first time a boy has had to leave his dog, and it won't be the last either.
I just don't know what to do. He won't eat or anything. He just wants to get out.
Well, just quit worrying about it. When he's hungry enough, he'll eat.
I don't know. Lassie will. Snuff, I know it's lonesome without Jimmy. But, he had to leave you. He couldn't help it, honest. Lassie and me will take real good care of you, though, won't we, girl?
If that dog knew what he was saying, he'd understand about Jimmy, wouldn't he?
But, Dad, you know Jeff has to try to make him understand.
I know, but there's no point in crying over what can't be helped. You just ought to let the dog be, and he'll soon forget about it.
Why don't you let him go outside for a while, honey?
I can't, Mom. What if something happens to him or he gets lost? I promised Jimmy I'd take care of him, and I just got it.
Well, I certainly don't want you to break your promise. Sweetie, it's getting awfully late. I tell you, why don't you take Snuff to bed with you? Maybe that'll make him feel better.
Okay. Good night, Mom.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Gramps.
Good night, boy. Now, don't you worry about that dog. He'll be all right.
I sure hope so. Come on, Snuff. Come on, Lassie.
Don't get yourself all worked up over nothing. They're around here someplace.
But where? Where would they be?
How should I know? Maybe they're out chasing a gopher.
Oh, I'm sure that's it, honey.
But, Mom, you know Lassie doesn't do things like that unless she has a reason.
Oh, I know, Jim.
To a dog, a gopher is a reason.
Well, I think that Snuff might have gone out someplace and Lassie went after him. But suppose something happened to him or to Lassie.
Oh, I know, Jeff. Snuff probably went back to the house where he used to live, hoping to find Jimmy.
If Lassie's with him, he's all right. You can count on that.
Gramps is right, sweetheart. Now, hurry, wash up for breakfast.
I'd better look for them.
You'll do a better job on a full stomach.
All right. But if anything happens to Snuff, because I didn't look after him right, I don't know what I'll do.
Lassie, what are you doing here? Is Jeff around?
Well, say, there's nothing to eat for you here. So you and your friend better go on home.
Jeff will be worried about you. Go on, Lassie. Go on. Go on, Lassie. Go on home.
Say,
you better follow Lassie.
Oh,
know something's wrong.
What are you trying to tell us, dear?
She must have found Snuff someplace. You better follow her, boy.
Lassie, show me where Snuff is. Go on.
Oh, you haven't finished your... Never mind. Run along.
Snuff. Well, you came here to wait for Jimmy. Oh, it's no use, boy. He won't be coming back for a long, long time. Maybe never. So, you see, it's no use. Come on, let's go home. Come on, we gotta go home. All right, then I'll carry you. Well, if that's the way you want it, I guess you can stay here, but... Well, you gotta eat. Lassie, I'll go home and get him something to eat. Now, you stay here and watch him, do you understand? After 3 whole days now, just waiting for Jimmy to come back.
Maybe he don't like what you're feeding him.
No, it's the same stuff I give Lassie. He just won't eat because he's unhappy and lonesome.
Well, it sure is awful.
Sure is.
Lassie been staying with him all the time?
When I let her. I'd better go home now.
Me too.
So long, Snuffy. I gotta do my chores now. Lassie, you stay here. Keep an eye on it.
Come on, Paul.
Jeff, I know how you feel, but you must try not to take it so hard.
What can I do, Mom?
I don't know, Jeff. I honestly don't know.
If you don't eat something soon, he's going to die.
I know.
Boy, I get hungry just thinking about him not eating for so long.
There's some cookies in the cookie jar, Porky.
Thanks, Miss Miller.
Mom, what if Jimmy comes back and finds Snuff dead? What am I going to do? I promised him I'd take care of him.
Oh, now, Jeff, you mustn't talk that way. It's not your fault.
Oh, but it is. I made a promise and I broke it.
Oh, now, Jeff, you've done everything you possibly could do. You know that.
Oh, no, I don't. There must be something that I could have done that I didn't. I know there is.
Oh, now, stop it. What more could you have done?
I don't know.
Snuff still down at the depot?
Yes, Dad, and we just about run out of ideas about what to do with him.
Well, I got some bad news, too. I was
was talking to Sheriff Benson in town, and he says the Dan Cook, the station master, is going to turn him over at the pound if somebody doesn't do something about it pretty quick.
Oh, he wouldn't do a thing like that, would he?
I don't know.
What'd this folks have to move away for anyway? If only... I think I've got an idea. Come on.
Where are we going?
Come on.
He's more concerned over that dog than he is about Lassie.
What's up?
Gotta write Jimmy a letter. Get a chair. What do you think we ought to say?
I don't know. How about Dear Jimmy for a starter?
No, we ought to have something more formal.
My papa always starts his letters with Dear Sir.
Dear Sir, that's it. Dear Sir. Jimmy. This is to inform you.
Brought the mail. Thank you, dear. Hear from Jimmy?
No. He's had plenty of time to write.
Well, maybe he's been away from home and didn't receive your letter.
Maybe he just doesn't care about snuff anymore. Try snuff. Please try. Jimmy doesn't want you to die.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Sheriff.
I guess you know why I'm here.
Yes, sir. But snuff's all right, really. He's just a little weak.
Son, if I get him to Capital City right away, there's a chance they may be able to pull him around. And you'll still have your dog. Otherwise, it's...
Well, I suppose. But couldn't he just wait and meet one more train? It won't take too long. And maybe.
I think we can wait for one more.
Thanks, Sheriff. I know you want to stay here, Snuff, but you know what the sheriff said.
You see what I mean, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Everything's going to be okay.
Put me a bit surprised. Everything's going to be all right now, Jeff. See you later, lad.
Snuff, I don't want to ever leave you again. Mom, can't I please take him back with me? Please?
Now, we've been all over this before, Jimmy. Snuff has to stay here until we move into our new house. That is, if it's all right with Jeff's mother.
It'll be fine.
It won't be for very long, Jimmy. And you promised me you'd be patient.
Yes'm. A promise is a promise. And I can't be broken.
That's right. Never in a million years.
Don't you think we better get this poor dog something to eat? I imagine he's pretty hungry.
Jiminy, I must be crazy. Let's go.
I've thanked you all the ways I can think of. If I've forgotten any.
I don't think you've overlooked a single one.
I counted 12 or 13 times myself.
Oh, well, now we'll see the fruits of the boy's labor.
Come and get it. Here, Pokey.
Snuff.
If we needed any proof that the boys have done a very good job, well, there it is.
You don't know what this means to Jimmy.
14.
Oh, Jimmy, dear. Train time, and Mr. Miller's waiting.
Okay, I'll be right there. You're a real pal, Jeff.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You too, Porky.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, I gotta go now. Now, you be good. And don't forget what we taught you. You eat.
Here?
When anybody around here feeds you, you eat. You're the best dog in the whole world. You're coming to our house as soon as it's ready.
Bye, Mrs. Miller. Thanks for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, I'll see you before dinner.
Go on, Jimmy.
Go on, Jim.
Have a nice trip.
It was nice to see Snuff back the way he used to.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, I can't figure out. How could he go without eating that long? Boy, they haven't even missed a train since Jimmy went back home.
Nope. They won't miss one either till he comes back for Snuff. When that train does come in, they'll be waiting there in their same old spot at the station.